What's the practical way we can do that? Look back at your slides. We can start doing devotional studies, unleashing the truth of his eternity. If you read Isaiah 40, God says, I want you to talk to me and trust me. Now look up. What does that mean? Those that wait upon the Lord. Prayer is our contact with God. Here we are in our box with our job loss and cancer and loneliness. Does God want us looking downward, inward, moping and feeling bad about everything? Or does he want us to wait on him? How do you wait on him? You reach up by prayer and grab his hand and say, see, prayer is reaching up and grabbing the hand of our Father and saying, you know what? I know that you already know about my problem right now. And I know that you're so powerful, I didn't have to even have this problem, but you love me so much, you know I need it, and I need to learn to wait. And I know that you're right here with me. What do you want me to do? Now, how do you get the answer? How does God talk? Watch. God's voice begins when you, with an open heart, inviting his Spirit to illumine his word, invite him to speak. Look back at your slides. Talk to God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, as it says right there in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Say, Lord, I believe you, Psalm 16, 11. You'll show me the path of life. Here's another lesson. Unleash the truth of his unchangeableness. God has already given us the best advice. That's what it says in Psalm 119, 98, and 99. We need to trust God enough to obey it. You know, it says in Hebrews 5, that the truth belongs to those who are willing to exercise himself to discern good and evil. Now, what's the third lesson? Unleash the truth of his wisdom. What is his wisdom? Do you remember that God doesn't learn anything, that God knows everything? He knows the end from the beginning. We learn to seek God's perspective. What does Genesis 50 say? Look up for a second. Do you remember Joseph? Joseph was mistreated by his brothers. Genesis 50 is a recounting that they threw him in the pit and sold him. They were going to kill him, but you know, Reuben prevailed and they didn't kill him. They sold him and he goes off and then he gets in trouble for serving the Lord even in Egypt and gets thrown in another jail. But you know what he says in Genesis 50? All of you meant it for evil. But God took all those problems, all those troubles and all my fears, and God, who knew about them, could have prevented all of them, and loves me so much, knew I needed them, was with me through all those troubles. And he says that he guided me and led me. Unleash, look at the slide, the truth of his wisdom. Here's another one. Unleash the truth of his omniscience. Ask for grace. Remember what Paul said? When I'm weak, that's when the Lord is strong. Seek to be sanctified. Remember what Job said? You'll turn my life into gold and issue into the final lesson. You know what that final lesson is? Unleash the powerful truth of the doctrine of prayer. God says, pray without ceasing. You have not because you ask not. Our choices matter. He says, you can build either with gold and silver or with straw. And prayer is vital because it connects us to Jesus. Here's the last slide, a reminder. God wants to put his strong arms around all your fears. Well, that's our class for today. How do we apply it? Well, I hope you have a strong desire to get to know the attributes of God. That you start mining from the book of Isaiah and see. First of all, establish, get to verses 10 and 11 and establish that God wants to put his arms around you. And then start sharing your fears with him. In prayer, reach up and say, I'm afraid. I think I'll never. Well, what if? And after you reach up and pray, then say, Lord, speak to me. Look at that. Can you see that page? That's just one page I opened to. That's everything the Lord taught me once when I was seeking to hear his voice from the 119th Psalm. God wants to put his strong arms around you.